Treason's Harbour by Patrick O'Brien. Read by Rick Jerram. Chapter 1. A gentle breeze from the northeast after a night of rain, and the washed sky over Malta had a particular quality in its light that sharpened the lines of the noble buildings, bringing out all the virtue of the stone. The air, too, was a delight to breathe, and the city of Valletta was as cheerful as though it were fortunate in love, or as though it had suddenly heard good news. This was more than usually remarkable in a group of naval officers sitting in the bowered court of Searle's Hotel. To be sure, they looked out upon the arcaded upper baracca, filled with soldiers, sailors, and civilians, pacing slowly up and down in a sunlight so brilliant that it made even the black hoods the Maltese women wore look gay, while the officers' uniforms shone like splendid flowers, a cosmopolitan crowd, for although most of the colour was the scarlet and gold of the British Army, many of the nations engaged in the war against Napoleon were represented, and the shell pink of Krasimir's Croats, for example, made a charming contrast with the Neapolitan hussars' silver-laced blue. And then, beyond and below the baracca, there was the vast sweep of the Grand Harbour, pure sapphire today, flecked with the sails of countless small craft plying between Valletta and the great fortified headlands on the other side, St. Angelo and Isola, and the men of war, the troopships and the victuallers, a sight to please any sailor's heart. Yet, on the other hand, all these gentlemen were captains without ships, a mumchance.